There's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and that means you need to get your Bible. And if you'll get your Bible and turn it to the book of John, chapter 7, we'll begin reading there in a few moments. We're studying a Sunday school lesson that was actually prepared for the Sunday school as December 17th, 1922. And we're currently studying about the Pharisees and about the controversies that they had with Jesus. The title of this Sunday school lesson is Jesus is Among Friends and Foes. The Sunday school lesson we are studying was prepared by E.A. Elam. Now, while you're getting your Bible and turning to John chapter 7, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Jesus had enemies when he was walking this earth. He had friends, but he had foes. And among those enemies were the religious rulers of the Jews and those who saw themselves as somewhat influential, namely, among them, the Pharisees. And we're reading some of the accounts of the clash that Jesus had with the Pharisees. And we have come to this account in John chapter 7. And I had gotten down to John 7 and verse 32. And I would like to read from there to the end of the chapter of the book of John. If you will follow with me. It says in John 7:32, the Pharisees heard the multitude murmuring these things concerning him. And the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officers to take him. Jesus therefore said, yet a little while am I with you, and I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me. And where I am, ye cannot come. The Jews therefore said among themselves, whither will this man go that we shall not find him? Will he go into the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What is this word that he hath said, ye shall seek me, and not find me, and where I am, ye cannot come? John 7:37. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scriptures hath said, from within him shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, and they that believed on him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Some of the multitude, therefore, when they had heard these words, said, this is of a truth the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, what? Doth the Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the Scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and from Bethlehem, the village where David was? So there was division in the multitude because of him, and some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. The officers therefore came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto him, why did ye not bring him? The officers answered, never man so spake. The Pharisees therefore answered them, are ye also led astray? If any of the rulers believed on him or on the Pharisees? But this multitude that knoweth not the law are accursed. Nicodemus saith unto them, he that came before being one of them, doth our law judge a man, except it first hear from himself and know what he doeth? And they answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and see, that out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. The next reading I would like to do is from John chapter 8. And we'll begin in verse 12. and read down through verse 59. John 8 and verse 12. Again, therefore, Jesus spake unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall walk in the darkness, but he that followeth me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest witness of thyself, thy witness is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye know not whence I come nor whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. Yea, and if I judge after my judgment, it is true, for I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. Yea, and in your law it is written that the witness of two men is true. I am he that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. They said therefore unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye know neither me nor my Father. If ye knew me, ye would have known my Father also. These words spake he in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man took him, because his hour was not yet come. He said therefore again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and ye shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. The Jews therefore said, Will he kill himself? That he said, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for except ye believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. They said therefore unto him, Who art thou? Jesus said unto them, Even that which I have also spoken unto you from the beginning. I have many things to speak and to judge concerning you. Howbeit he that sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these speak I unto the world. They perceive not that he spake unto them of the Father. Jesus therefore said, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father taught me, I speak these things, and he that sent me is with me. He hath not left me alone. For I do always the things that are pleasing to him. As he spake these things, many believed on him. Jesus therefore said to those Jews that had believed on him, If ye abide in my word, then are ye truly my disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered unto him, We are Abraham's seed. We have never yet been in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, He shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Every one that committeth sin is the bondservant of sin, and the bondservant abideth not in the house forever. The Son abideth forever. If therefore the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, yet ye seek to kill me, because my word hath not free course in you. I speak the things which I have seen with my Father, and ye also do things which ye have heard from your father. They answered and said unto him, Our father is Abraham. Jesus said unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I heard from God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the works of your father. They said unto him, We were not born of fornication, for we have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I came forth and am come from God. For neither have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father it is your will to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and standeth not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father thereof. But because I say the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convicteth me of sin? If I say truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth the words of God. For this cause ye hear them not, because you are not of God. The Jews answered and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a demon? Jesus answered, I have not a demon, but I honor my Father, and ye dishonor me. But I seek not mine own glory. There's one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily I say unto you, if a man keep my word, he shall never see death. The Jews said unto him, Now we know thou hast a demon. Abraham died and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my word, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets who died? Who makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glorying is nothing. It is my Father that glorifieth me, of whom you say that he is your God, and ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be likened to you, a liar. But I know him, and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. The Jews therefore said unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily I say unto you, before Abraham was born, I am. Well, they took up stones therefore to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Let me turn to another passage. This one in the book of Matthew. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 15. And I'll begin reading in verse 1. It says in Matthew 15 verse 1, Then there came to Jesus from Jerusalem Pharisees and scribes, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. And he answered and said unto them, Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God said, Honor thy father and thy mother, and he that speaketh evil of father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or mother, That wherewith thou mightest have been profited by me, is a gift to God, he shall not honor his father. And ye have made void the word of God because of your tradition, you hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrine the precepts of men. And he called to him the multitude, and said unto them, Hear and understand. Not that which entereth into the mouth defileth the man, but that which proceedeth out of the mouth, this defileth the man. Then came the disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father planteth not shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, they will both fall into the ditch. And Peter answered and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. And he says, Are ye even yet without understanding? Perceive ye not that whatsoever goeth into the mouth passeth into the belly and is cast into the draught? But the things which proceed out of the mouth come forth out of the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart cometh forth evil thoughts, murderers, adulterers, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, and railings. These are the things that defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not the man. Oh, so many are the controversies that Jesus had with those Pharisees. They were truly his foes.